Our first guest was dressed in patriotic colors, and our next guest is also supporting the red, white,
her
and blue.
Her shoes even match.
Really? Well, she's always on brand. Oh, those look great, Caroline.
Yeah, they're flags.
We're catching up with Caroline Hasey from the city of Tigakay. She makes sure that we are always entertained in the island peninsula, or the city on the peninsula. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. What's going on in Tigakay around the 4th of July? Let me think. It's a big day for Tigakay.
It's
your birthday.
Yes, it's our 43rd birthday.
Oh, you look great for 43 years young, Caroline.
Thanks. Sure do. So, yeah, it's also the city's birthday is when we were incorporated. We have a lot of exciting things that happen, and July 4th is the city's celebration. The two festivals are exciting and fun, but this is what identifies who we are. So I'm thrilled to be part of it. We live in Tigakay, so, I mean, this is like home, and it's cool. So, yeah, Lucas, actually, we have a lot going on, and I don't even know where to start except with the parade at 9 a.m.
Let's do it.
July 4th.
Well, let's start there. So if folks want to be in the land parade, they still have a couple more days to sign up, or have you already reached capacity?
Friday, we are almost at capacity, but, you know, I'm always able to squeeze somebody in.
So do it today is what you're saying. Do
I'd
it today.
Love that. That would just help me out so everybody can get their correspondence early. But Friday is our deadline for the land and boat parade.
All right.
So, yeah.
The land parade, give us the metrics of where it starts, where it ends, and where can folks witness
watch
this.
Well, our land parade in Tigakay is like a mile of smiles, okay? because it's over a mile long. And we discourage walking, but folks that do, they've got to be energetic, or they just fall off to the side and sit down and rest and join back in where they can.
Because we know Tigakay is hilly. That is why they are encouraging folks to ride and not walk. But if you want to walk, some people do, to your point, Caroline.
Yes, we do.
You're in for a whole mile worth of energy.
I think we have the healthy kids of Tigakay. They are the ones to do something like that. And I'm like, thumbs up for them. So, yes, the parade will step off in front of City Hall by the fountain, which is makes it a beautiful setup. We will go all the way down Tigakay Drive, go past Rundy Park, go in the roundabout, and it will end at northbound at Tigakay Drive and Windward Drive. So it's a little over a mile. So I like to call it a mile of smiles. It's a lot of fun. And then we want everybody to stay in town, hang out a little bit, relax a little bit, because at the Glennon Center, which is at the golf course, will be the Lions Club will be hosting their annual fish fry. And their fish fry will start at 4:30. So it gives people a chance to go home, cool off for a minute. My family chooses to take a little quick nap and head back over there. But the fish fry has been going on more than the city has been incorporated, so over 50 years. Mm. So it's pretty cool to see that excitement build up. And this year, they're adding with it is the Queen City Jazz will be performing while everybody's enjoying their fish fry. So the mayor, this is part of the birthday celebration. The mayor comes to the stage at the same location as the fish fry at the Glennon Center, and he has the state of the city. He will tell the community what they can expect for the future, what we have done over the year, and good morning, my friend. And so it's just it's really a fun day. Again, we encourage everybody to stay because at 9 o'clock-ish, we'll host our fireworks show. Mm-hmm. So that's how we'll end and begin July 4th. And then, Lucas, we want you to come back on July 5th at 11 a.m. from Niven's Creek Landing. We'll have the boat parade. We'll launch off, and that is our flotilla parade. And so we'll have – that is – if we have to get 10 entries to really make that parade happen. So right now we are not meeting that yet. So if we get all the entries in, so we're asking for all of our boaters – you know, to offload at Niven's Creek, and then they'll end at Windjammer with the ski show and the goat boater competition.
Yeah. So let's make sure we get all this lined up. So in the city of Tigakay, the land parade is on July 4th.
Yes.
Friday, July 4th.
The boat parade is the next day.
That's
July 5th. Because in years past, long time ago, the land parade would end and the boat parade would begin, but not right now.
Yeah, we're not... we were not able to do that anymore. Yeah. It was just too much on staff, you know, because we were like running to Nivens Creek to get to the park, either to Windjammer, or, you know, and it was a lot of, we have a lot of people coming, and people are coming home for this event to TKK. So it was just a lot for staff, you know. And then we end everything with the Uncle Sam Jam on July 5th.
Okay.
So at night. So it's two full days of festivities.
July 4th and July 5th. Go ahead and get registered if you want to be in the land parade and the boat parade. Yep. The deadline is June the 27th, this Friday. But as Caroline just mentioned, make your life easy. Make her life easier and sign up now so she can go ahead and get everyone lined up. As someone who's emceed this land parade for many years, several years ago, it is a blast.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. Golf carts galore, but TKK is the golf cart capital of the world.
That's right.
But so many people enjoy being in the parade.
Yeah.
This is one of the few parades where you actually do get to see your neighbors, because a whole neighborhood might just put 5 or 6 golf carts in the parade. Mm-hmm. And I love that, because they get a chance to be celebrities.
That's correct.
For a
That's
day.
Correct. And you know, what makes it a lot of fun is that you never know what you're going to get.
You don't.
No.
And at one time, I didn't put a theme on it, but people have requested a theme. So this year's theme is Where Eagles Soar. So I'm thinking about eagles, and do you remember the YouTube sensation where everybody was doing the cam on the eagle? Mm-hmm. So the eagle, everybody was watching, and that's where I came up with the theme of it.
It
just kind of, and we've got some eagles that are nesting in our peninsula. Mm. So we're pretty excited about all that and coming together, and we've got a lot of folks that are really diving into the theme of it.
That's great.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to see. But yeah, you never know what you're going to get. People get very creative, and some just want to just ride their golf cart, and that's fine too. So, but you do have to register. No on day entries.
Okay.
The police and fire, they want accountability for everything that we do. I will tell you that we're one of the safest parades because we have so many eyes on what we're doing.
It's great.
Talking about branding, I love how you're marketing this. You call it US of K, like USA, but US of K, like Tiga K.
Yes.
Love that. US of K.
That's right. And Joey Blethen, our deputy city manager, he's pretty creative when it comes to marketing.
That's great.
And we were sitting in January just going over themes and so on. And he was like, ooh, we started writing on the board, and he started writing USA. Oh my gosh, US of K. And it just went
perfect.
From there.
That's
I know.
Cute.
It was pretty creative. So he'll probably kill me for mentioning that.
That's
because
okay. Yeah,
I think it's a lot of fun.
Credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
That's what goes on in a boardroom.
Thank you.
That should happen in more boardrooms across the country where yes and no people come together and say, I like that. I don't like that. Throw a lot of ideas at the wall, see what sticks, and then you move from there. Well, you could celebrate Tiga K's birthday on July 4th, its actual birthday, as well as July 5th. Make it a whole weekend. Just head right on up a couple of miles up the road and celebrate there in the island peninsula, or the city on the peninsula. Sorry, I'm butchering all that.
And go to our website too, please. Okay. TKKSC.org.
Perfect. All right. Caroline Hasty again is from the city of TKK. We certainly appreciate it.